Matthew Shepard is 21 years old when he was robbed, pistol-whipped, tied to a fence, and left to die in Laramie, Wyoming 20 years ago because he was gay. Matthew Shepard's violent death galvanized support against anti-gay hate crimes. His parents did not lay his remains to rest until now. Friday, October 26th, Matthew Shepard's ashes will be interred at Washington, D.C.'s National Cathedral, after a memorial ceremony normally reserved for presidents and other vital figures. Bishop Gene Robinson, who of course was the first openly gay Episcopal bishop and a family friend of the Shepherds, is in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Delighted, Scott. Thank you.
And you helped bring this about.
Yes, Judy Shepard called me and said, you know, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of Matt's death, and we've never buried his ashes. I actually didn't know that. Yeah. And she said, we're thinking it's time. Someone said perhaps the National Cathedral would be a good and appropriate place. I think their real concern was that it not be in a place where Matt's grave could be desecrated mm-hmm. in some way. And you certainly can't blame them for being protective of their son after what happened to him. And so I worked with the National Cathedral, and indeed, that's where Matt will finally rest. And I think it will bring a certain sense of safety as well as closure for the Shepherds, who really turned this act of violence into an amazing campaign on behalf of gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgender young people everywhere.
And what do you hope the sight of his remains will be for a lot of people?
At least for the next several decades, I'm hoping it will do two things. One is to help people to remember that we all have a tendency to make people who are different from ourselves the other, and then to do terrible things to them. And it's important that the hate crimes bill that was finally passed mm-hmm. is named both for Matthew Shepard and for James Byrd, the African-American who was dragged behind a truck until he died, because it links all the marginalized groups who experience violence against them. And the second thing I hope is that it will be a constant reminder that this work isn't done. More than 8 out of 10 students in our schools here in America report bullying and harassment. Over 8 out of 10. That's as of last year. So we're not talking about things that happened only 20 years ago, but actually continue to happen.
Would you hope that a young man or young woman who was wrestling with some of these issues would be able to walk into the National Cathedral and feel at home and be ratified?
Let's remember, the church has been the source of much, if not even most, of the pain LGBT people have faced. The condemnation that has traditionally come down from Christian churches has cast us in such a negative light that these three fellows who beat Matthew Shepard to death, they felt okay about that. They felt justified about that. And for Matthew to come home to the Episcopal Church, of which he was a part, and for the LGBT community far and wide to see a church welcoming him to rest there in the cathedral forever, is a huge statement, and I'm proud to be associated with it.
Do you know who he will be resting near?
Well, I do know that in the crypt, in addition to Woodrow Wilson, is Helen Keller and her teacher, Ann Sullivan. And I think that is the perfect place for Matthew.
A great teacher, and someone like Helen Keller who taught us all a lot.
And thanks to Matt's parents, we've all been moved to action. And I think in some ways our heterosexual allies were radicalized by his death. And so there are very many more people fighting to end violence against us.
Bishop Gene Robinson, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.